listener exclusive. It's Triple
M Breakfast. Matt Collins for Breakfast, the podcast edition.
Triple M Brekkie, good morning to you and a happy Wednesday. Now, I have, let me count how many people in the studio. 75,000 people in the studio today. They're all from Boys to the Bush. Yenda Primary. What grade are you boys in?
4, 5, and 6.
Fantastic. Why are they here? What is Boys to the Bush? Well, let's say good morning to one of the organisers, Paul. G'day, mate.
G'day. How are you, mate?
Going all right. Tell us a bit more. Boys to the Bush.
Boys to the Bush. We're a not-for-profit organisation that mentor young boys to make them into better men. These boys are currently in a school program that are nominated by the principal and not necessarily for any reason other than they're just picked out of the crew of boys in the class and we take them around the area. Leeton, Griffith and Narendra is my area. I'm based in Leeton. And the reason we're hitting the Yenda and Griffith areas to make the community more aware of what we do.
And you're here today, Triple M Studios. You're getting the tour of Southern Cross Oz Stereo. You're getting the VIP treatment, boys, I've got to say. Why get out to something like this? Is it about future job prospects and ideas and things like that?
Yeah, basically, just to show the boys what does happen at a radio station.
Yeah.
And maybe there is one of the boys that wants to be a host down the track.
You two can talk rubbish like me and get paid for it.
How about that?
Well, why don't we say hello to some of the boys? Yenda Primary. Liam, is it? Now, you know how in radio you've got to talk into the mic. The mic's about a foot taller than you at the moment, so can you bring it down a bit? You with me, Liam?
Yes.
There you are, champion. Mate, what do you think of the radio station?
Good.
Good?
So far.
Yeah, well, you've started with me, so you started at the top. It all goes downhill from here. I don't like to ask kids this question, but I'm going to ask it to you, Liam, because I reckon you'll have a good answer for me. What do you want to do when you finish school? Any ideas?
First, I need to go to high school.
Well, after high school.
Be a police officer.
Police officer. I like that. Why would you like to do that? Do you look good in blue? Is that why?
I don't know.
No? Mate, it's a very commendable job and good on you. But like you say, just have fun at school for a few years first, right?
Yeah.
Very good. All right, a grade sixer. I'll let Paul decide because otherwise I'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
Welcome, Harry.
Harry, is it?
Yep.
Harry, we just did a pretend birthday balls.
Yeah.
The October baby came up and you're the 18th of October, aren't you?
Yes.
What number was on the ball?
25.
25. Now, the prize was a faked $450.
It was?
It was fake, yeah.
Oh.
It was Monopoly money. But you didn't win. So you know what that means?
What?
You've got to give me $450 real dollars.
Oh.
All right? So before you leave, Paul's going to handcuff you and you've got to pay me before that.
You're mean.
You're learning very quick. I asked Liam the same question I'll ask you. What's your plans after school?
Either be build silos or be in the military.
Okay. You live in Yenda, do you, Harry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see yourself sort of staying in Yenda long term?
I don't know.
Too early to think about?
Yeah.
Building silos. What sort of skills do you think you'd need to build silos? Because I would have no idea.
Math. Dad does it and he has to use math and...
A lot of mathematics.
Mostly pi.
And pi. 3.14. Is that right?
I don't know.
It's the number that goes on and on and on. And all I know is the first three, 3.14.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to have to Google that after because I'm not even sure that's right. Harry, I like you, mate. Thanks for coming into the studio today. All right, looks all right. Like it's you, mate.
Austin's on.
Austin, can you jump on a seat just so we can A, see you, but B, hear you? Austin,
yes?
Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes.
Very good. You're in grade 4, which makes you, I'm going to guess, 9.
Yes.
Are you 9? Turning 10? When do you turn 10?
May the 21st.
May 21. That's not far away, Austin. What's the favourite part of school for you, Austin?
Playing.
Playing. I thought you were going to say the home time bell. You got a few mates you play with?
Yep.
You play footy? What do you play?
Cricket.
Bit of cricket? Did you see any of the Aussies playing New Zealand overnight?
I don't know.
No, we won in a close one, which is good to see. Close. Would you like to play cricket for Australia?
Yes.
You batter, bowler, fielder? What are you?
Batter.
Any good with sandpaper?
No.
No? Well, you're going to have to be, mate. it's great to have you in. Have you enjoyed the radio station?
Yes, definitely. Yeah?
What part did you like the most, Austin? The setup. We did a bit of a look through the screens and the desk and all the dials and knobs and all of that. Do you think you'd be able to do this job, Austin?
No.
No? Mate, you got more personality than me. You will have no dramas whatsoever. Are you enjoying Boys to the Bush?
Definitely.
Yeah? It's good? Yeah. Paul and the team looking after you? That's good, mate. Well, it's great to have you in the studio. It's great to have you all in the studio. Give me a great big, on three, a great big Boys to the Bush. You ready? Not that loud. Ready? One, two, three.
Boys to the Bush!
Oh, very good. Fantastic. Paul, jump back on just quickly, mate. Where can we find some more info out about the group?
Just go to our website, Boys to the Bush, and it's got all about our programs, all about our staff. All about what we do.
A listener exclusive.